everyone, and welcome to Flying Solo Podcast. Today we have Alejandra with us. She's a founder and creative director of Made in Neptune, and she'll talk today about her brand and how it's started and a lot more about the pieces that she is about to drop and what's the future hold for Made in Neptune. Alejandra, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Yes, as Elizabeth introduced me, I'm the founder and creative director of Made in Neptune. We are an accessory brand based in New York City. We have sculptural leather bags inspired by the nature and handmade in Colombia.
Amazing. Tell us more about the brand itself. So how did you start? What was the initial idea? Why was it a need for you to start this brand?
So I'm coming from an architecture background, so I'm always very passionate about designing and creating. And I started the brand for two reasons. The first was after moving to New York City, I got exposed to so much art and I was having so many ideas and I really feel the need to express myself. That was the first reason. The second reason was because these past 3 years, I have been connecting a lot with my spirituality and I have been overcoming many fears, limited beliefs. And it was after that when I had the courage to start my brand. So when I thought about starting my brand, I really wanted to communicate those two things. I wanted to do something that allows others to express themselves and also to inspire. I really want to do those two things. And so that's why my designs are so bold, are so out of the box. And I have also created all this world around Neptune because Neptune is the planet of dreams, spirituality, and all things that are magical and enchanting. And I really want people to feel closer to those ideas because I think those ideas inspire. And it's my way to say to don't be scared of believing magic in dreams. And I think and this thing can actually happen to you. Something magical can happen.
And that's such a wonderful inspiration where to start. It's great to inspire people to believe in magical things and for them to create their own future. So how long has it been since you start your own brand?
I broke into fashion last year. I started to do my first designs last year. I started to do some samples. This style, this unique style was actually from college. I started to study sacred geometry when I was doing my final project as an architect. And I really love this style. And now I had this opportunity to show it again. And I started to do my first designs last year, the first samples last year. And I really liked the result. Also that I want to mention is that my dad has a leather company back in Colombia, so they have a lot of experience. He has more than 30 years of experience and they have been making my designs. And I was feeling ready for my first collection and I actually started to work with Flying Solo before I even launched my own website. So that was great. So since then until now has been like a year and I launched my website like 3 weeks ago.
This is wonderful. I mean, it's such an incredible story that you basically just starting out and you already created those beautiful designs and you're already out there going after your dream. And the design of your bags are so unique. So how did you even come up with that? I mean, you did mention that the idea was from your old inspirations, but it was so hard to execute a shape like this. It's such an unusual shape for a bag.
When I started to study sacred geometry back in college, this allowed me to combine my love for spirituality and design. And I also study the shapes on the nature. And I really wanted to, my first design that is their kind of bag, I really wanted to do something that says there is not a way that I have a bag has to be shaped. So I remember back in college, I saw a video that was explaining how we live in a round world, and all the shapes found in the nature are so curvy and inspired in circles. And for some reason, we have been created a lot of square things, like square fonts, square rooms, square apartments, square cities. And I just really wanted to go back to these shapes that are really unique and from like really fluid. So this Arcana bag was my way to say that there is not a way that a bag has to be shaped, and this, it can be any way. And yeah, it can be also functional, and it can be really creative at the same time.
This is really great. So tell us more about, you were about to drop a new piece in your current collection. So tell us more about that. What's coming up?
Yeah, so I'm going to do a clutch version of that kind of bag. I will have it in two different colors. And also, I will have the Arcana in other unique textures that will be a surprise. I'm going to drop that in the next month. And also, I'm working on my second collection that will be ready about in fall. And yes, I'm truly excited to show what I'm working on soon.
Amazing. So what inspired you to do a clutch version of your current bag? Was there a need for it, or is it something that you just wanted to do?
This was actually, I got this from the experience of working with Flying Solo and the PR room. I'm really grateful for the experience I have in the PR room with Flying Solo. So I saw that there is more need for clutches for PR magazines and photographies in general. So yeah, that's why I really wanted to create this new clutch version. So yeah.
Well, it's really wonderful that you're creating your signature design into multiple versions, because it's true. You not only need to have a version that you sell a lot of, but you also need those pieces that will go into magazines and will further showcase your brand to the audience that might have not know about it yet. And yeah, it's also very important. So I love that you're sharing that advice with designers that might be just starting out and just don't know it yet.
Yes, I feel this. I just started Flying Solo on May 1st, and I feel these months have been a lot about learning. I'm really grateful that not only in the PR room, but also in the retail store, I have been my designs exposed, and I have been learning about what is happening, about what the people like, what the stylists need for magazines. Yeah, I feel that these first steps are about learning a lot.
And is your second collection inspired also by the learnings that you already made here, or are you just doing something completely different?
So all my designs are inspired by the nature or spirituality things. Yeah, for sure, I already know some things that my customers are liking, and I just want to give some more of that that be aligned with my brand, of course.
Amazing. So do you want to give us a tiny bit of preview of what to expect of your new collection, or is it a secret for now?
I want to keep it as a secret, but I'll give more details soon on my social media. I'll drop some details soon. Yes.
Amazing. So I guess everybody who is listening to this podcast will be definitely looking forward to the social media announcement of your new designs and see how it all goes. Alejandra, what makes your brand unique?
I will say that is a few things combined. The unique designs, the Neptune world, and also the high quality. As I mentioned, my family has been in the leather industry for so many years. And we are also from a town that we have artisanal influence from the indigenous. And it's a special this town because we have influence from the indigenous of the mountains and from the jungle. So this always influence in the art we create there.
That is so great. And is so you mentioned that you produce your pieces in Colombia. So do you personally oversee how it's they done? Are you very hands-on with the production?
So I do the patterns. I actually make the patterns in the same app. I used to do plans as an architect, and I just send the patterns over and they do some samples. And yeah, I think I kind of like work really close, even if I'm here, because I'm always watching every little detail or making some changes until I think it's perfect.
Oh my God, you are very hands-on. So making your own patterns and overseeing every sample and making sure that it's perfect. That is so great. It seems like you put a lot of love into each of your piece.
Yes, thank you.
You obviously learned a lot from your journey already, even though it's been a short journey as a fashion brand for you. So if you would have give yourself an advice before you started out, what would it be?
I will say one of the most important things of being an entrepreneur is the mindset. I will say to nourish your mind, because your mind and how you treat your feelings with allows you to overcome any situations that you have, keep going. And yes, and just see everything as learning. Every experience is about learning. Everything is, if it's positive or negative, it's something that will lead me to the path I have to be.
Well, that's such a wonderful advice. Of course, everything starts from the mindset, and if you have a very strong mindset, you can achieve really big results like you have. Anything else that you would like to add about your brand that you want listeners to know?
Yes. Sometimes I get asked about the name, well, the name is Made in Neptune, and it's because Neptune, like you said, is a planet of spirituality, dreams, and after connecting a lot with my spirituality was when I started my brand. So the name is my way to say that this brand is coming from there, from my spirituality, and yeah, that is made from Neptune. Yes.
That is so awesome. So basically everybody who have one of your bags will be inspired to dream bigger and to follow their passion, right?
Yes, thank you.
Of course. Well, Alejandra, thank you so much for joining us today. We are all looking forward to seeing your new collection. Very excited about the fall launch. And in the meanwhile, hopefully we'll see your clutches very, very soon here in Flying Solo.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.